Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I've seen a few questions about Goodreads and EasyReader and I've just done a demo of Goodreads, which I hope makes sense. I'm just going to put my phone down. So I'm in EasyReader now, which isn't an app that I use a tremendous amount, but I thought I'd give it a go just to see if I could answer any questions. So I'm not amazing with it, but if anyone's got any questions, please comment on this post or email us info@vitalk.co.uk, because you could be listening to this on British Wireless for the Blind players or Spotify or your Echo device or something like that. So if you've, you know, do get in touch if you need to ask any questions, and if we don't know the answers, we'll find someone who does. So you will need an account for this with RNIB. So if you contact the helpline, you may be able to go on the website to do it actually, but the easiest way is probably to contact the helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, and go through to the Talking Books service, and they will, or reading services, and they will help you out. Now, when you download the app, it is free. Bear in mind, I'm on an iPhone, so it may be slightly different on an Android or different device, but there's probably a lot of similarities. So you will need to also create an account to log into this app. So once you've done all of that, and you've logged in with your reading services or your EasyReader account details from RNIB, if you haven't already got them. So at the top,
side menu, button.
We've got side menu. So I've slowed my voice down a little bit because I have it quite quick. So hopefully it's okay for most people. So I'm going to swipe right mostly with one finger and swipe left with one finger to go down the screen and back up the screen. So I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible.
My books, heading.
So I've got my books there.
Collection view, button. Sort, button. Search field.
So
empty list.
Empty list. So I've no books at the moment.
No books in your library.
So that's it on that
Sort,
page.
Collection, my book, side menu.
So we'll go back up to the side menu.
My
and
books,
it opens
button.
A menu.
Manage libraries.
And you've got
Bookshare. Project Gutenberg, RNIB Bookshare. Vision Australia. NCBI Overdrive, RNIB Reading Services.
So we've got, if you just swipe down with one finger, you'll come to RNIB Reading Services. Double tap
waiting
on
for
that.
RNIB Reading Services.
And it's logging in.
Log out button.
So it gives me, the first thing
RNIB
it gives
reading
me
services. Log out button.
Is log out.
Search field.
Then I can search for a book.
My reading lists.
My reading lists. Well, I don't tend to have lists or anything. I keep it really simple.
Latest. Categories.
So you can look by category or by latest.
Search all.
You can search all.
Search all.
So let's have
categories.
A look. You can go to categories.
Australiana.
So you've got
biographies and memoirs.
The usual things you'd expect. Biographies and memoirs.
Business and finance.
Business.
Children's books.
Communication.
Computers and internet. Cooking. Disability. Drama. Plays and earth sciences. Education. Entertainment. Foreign language study. Gay. Lesbian. Health. Mind and body. History. Home and garden.
So you've got loads and loads of genres there.
Horror.
Horror,
humour.
So, yeah, so if we go back
up
to the top, you could swipe to do this, really. You could just
RNIB reading services, heading.
Scroll.
Log out, button, back.
So if we
animals, back.
Go to the back button, which takes you back to that original page where you've got the search field and reading lists and things. That's categories.
Lists. Latest.
So you can look at latest.
Show results in latest. Show results in latest. Dead Men Don't Tell Tales. By book information. A Passage North. Book in the Hip. Book in the Clock. Show. Log out. RNIB reading service. Log out. Show results in late. The Clockmaker's Wife. Daisy Wood. Daisy Audio. Book information. The Hippopotamus. Stephen Fry. Daisy Audio. Book information. A Passage North. And a Pair of Practicum. Daisy
Audio. So it gives me a list of latest books that have been uploaded, I assume, to EasyReader.
Book information. Dead Men Don't Tell Tales. By Martin. Daisy Audio.
Nothing I recognise there. I mean, obviously, I recognise some of the authors' names, like Stephen Fry.
Book information. Big Shot Diary of a Wimpy Kid, number 16. Jeff Kinney. Daisy Audio.
Kid.
The Hole in the World. Book information. Button.
A lot of
Shipyard Girls Under the Mistletoe. Shipyard Girls, number 11. Nancy Reville. Daisy
there you
Audio.
Go, a Christmassy book.
Book information. Drop Me Here, Darling. ABC Radio 4 comedy drama. Andrew Palmer. Daisy Audio.
So you've got everything there.
Back button.
So
back
at
button.
The top left, you've got your back
latest
button. So what
categories
we'll do.
Search all.
So you can
my reading lists search field.
search field. So I'm double tapping on that. And I'm just going to type in the same as I did for Goodreads. Because I'm fairly sure that there'll be quite a significant amount of Wilbur Smith books on here. Because when I was younger, I read quite a lot. Got my love of South Africa through Wilbur Smith. I would love to visit, but never have done yet. So, okay.
Search.
The search button is where your return button would normally be on your keypad, as it is in a lot of apps. So I'm going to hit search.
Empty list.
So it's telling me it's got an empty list, which is...
Show results in search. Wilbur Smith. Search field. Clear text. Button. The Eye of the Tiger. There Wilbur Smith. Daisy Audio.
The Eye of the Tiger.
Book information. Button.
And then you can go on book information.
The Sunbird. Wilbur Smith. Daisy Audio. Book information. Hungry as the Sea.
So
Smith,
let's
Daisy
just
Audio.
Pick... Hungry as the Sea, because I quite enjoyed that book, if I remember rightly. So I'm going to tap on book information.
Hungry as the Sea.
Now, some of this book information is a bit, well, it's not quite as clear as audible, shall we say.
Book information. Back button. Back button.
So if we go right to the top, you've got the back button.
Book information. Heading.
Book information as a heading.
Hungry as the Sea. Wilbur Smith. Download button.
So there's your download button, but we'll go to that in a minute.
Nick sets out to salvage a cruise ship stranded with 600 people in the frozen wastes of the Antarctic.
And that's all it says. So the descriptions on here are usually quite often a bit short and a bit lacking, really. But you could always, you know, if you had an Audible account, or you could always look online to see if you could find out more about the book. Because I don't think you can sample it, format, but I might be wrong. So it says the format is Daisy Audio. That's one thing to look out for on Easy Reader. Even on R&IB reading services, there are Braille books as well. So you do need to make sure that it's Daisy Audio.
Library, R&IB reading services.
So that's the library.
Language, Eng.
So language, ENG, so Eng.
ISBN, 9780.
So it does give you the ISBN number. So if you wanted to use that on Goodreads, you could, or you could just simply put in Wilbur Smith.
Bookshare ID 2731106.
So I'm assuming that's available on Bookshare as well.
Available for download, yes.
So available for download, yes.
Published date 2019, 0802T 19 hours, 53 minutes and 38 seconds said.
Now, I know that it was published way before, in the first instance, way before 2019, because I read it way before that, but I'm assuming... That means that this publication was 2019, or it means that it was added. Well, I don't know really what that means, because sometimes books are republished, aren't they? So this round could have been 2019. What I'm going to do, I'm going to use my rotor now.
Language, English,
to go
speak language, characters, words.
Words. So it says
published
date
2019. Minus 08.
And then it says minus 08.
Minus 02T19.
So, I'm not quite sure what that is, whether that's the talking books number. I'm not sure.
Colon 53. Colon 38 said.
Now.
Colon 50, minus 0, 2, T, 19.
So, it's that bit. So, if I go on to characters.
Hyphen. 0, 2, cat T, tango, 1.
So, the time. So, it says T.
9.
So, it's 19 hours.
Colon 5, 3, colon.
53 minutes.
3, 8, cap said.
And 38 seconds. Why it's got a Z.
Cap said, 8,
just,
3, colon,
I
3, 5.
Don't know.
Colon, 9, 1, cat T, 2, 0, hyphen, 8, 0, hyphen.
So I'm guessing.
9, 1.
Ah, okay. No, I've read that wrong. Sorry. So.
0.
My mistake.
2, space, comma, colon.
So published date.
B, T. T-E, colon, comma, space, 2019.
Oh, no, 2019, it's saying.
Hyphen, 08.
08.
Hyphen, 02.
02. So that's not done the way we'd write that in English, obviously. But it certainly was published before 2019, so I honestly don't know what that's all about.
Copyright, 1978.
Oh, there you go, copyright 1978. So I'm guessing that it was republished in 2019, or it was added to reading services in 2019.
Copyright 1978. And
that's all you get there. So if we go back up to the top, so I'm not going to swipe because that'll take a while.
Back button.
So if we go to the back button,
book information,
and then
heading,
we swipe again,
Harry is the C, Wilbur Smith, download button,
and we go to the download button. So you just double tap on download,
download button,
and then it goes
back button.
You've got your back button, top left,
book information, heading,
and then book information again.
Harry is the C, Wilbur Smith. Abort download.
Abort download.
Preparing ellipses.
And then it says it's preparing. Now, what I've noticed with Audible, those of you that use it will notice that Audible downloads very, very quickly. Reading Sir Easy Reader doesn't. It takes quite a while. And then you've got all the same things that, you know, just the same things that we looked at before.
1%
so, 1%. You can see it's going to take a while.
Abort download button.
So you can stop the download, but we'll just
4% downloaded.
It's 4%. Now if I go off this, it'll stop. But what I'll do, I'll pause this recording and wait for it to download, and then I'll go through the play screen. Okay, so it's finally downloaded. I have to say that did take at least 5 minutes, I would say. Maybe a little bit less, but certainly a good maybe 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. My internet, I'm on fibre internet, so it should be, you know, fairly. Like I say, compared to Audible, it does it in seconds, but Easy Reader is pretty slow. So go off and make a brew when you're downloading a book.
Button.
So if we go back up to the top and we go to that back button,
book information heading.
So we've got the book information heading.
Remove book button.
Remove book.
Henry is the C. Wilbur Smith. Open button.
And you've got open. So we'll click on open.
Play.
Now these would appear. So as soon as you click open, it goes straight to the play button. But we'll just explore the screen. It would appear in your books, which I'll show you in a minute.
Image. Image. Book options, audio setting, text, side menu.
We've got side menu, which is where we went firstly to get into read RNIB reading services. So swipe right.
Search button.
So you've got search.
Bookmarks button. Text settings button.
I'm not sure what text settings is for, if I'm honest.
Audio settings button.
Audio settings.
Audio settings.
Let's have a look.
Audio speed.
So you can change the speed.
125% adjustable.
So mine's on a hunt, so you can go
150%. 200%, 225%,
250%,
300%, 200%,
so I generally
175%, 150%,
reads at about 150.
150%, play sound on bookmark. Play sound on bookmark. Switch
so you can set bookmarks, so you can play a sound on a bookmark if
play
you wanted
navigation.
To.
Play on navigation. Switch button. Reset to default. Reset to
and
default.
And you can reset
button.
To default. So I only do the speed because I only read fiction books generally, occasional autobiographies, but, you know, I tend not to bother with all the
image.
Bookmarks and things, but you could do that if you're reading, obviously, a textbook or something. So that was audio settings.
Book options, button.
Book options.
Book options, alert.
So in book options.
Sleep timer, button.
That's where you've got your sleep timer and you can set it for whatever you like.
Where am I, button.
You can tap on where am I, and that will tell you whereabouts in the book you are. So at the moment, it'll say we're at the beginning. So it'll, let's tap on it.
Alert, where am I? Hungry is the sea. Okay, button. Okay, hungry is the sea. Heading, hungry is the sea. Level 1, position, 0.0%. Current time, 0S. Remaining time, 19H34m16s.
There you go.
Okay,
and
button.
Then you swipe right once, and you've got the okay button.
Image.
Hungry
is 0%, 0.0006, 0.0. Audio settings, button. Book options, button.
Book options,
book options.
Let's see what
alert.
Else we've got.
Options.
We've got
sleep timer.
Sleep
button.
Timer.
Where am I, button.
Where am I?
Book information, button.
Book information.
Cancel, button.
And cancel. So, let's go out
image.
Of that.
Hungry is the 0%, 0.0000. Book options, button.
So, after book options.
Hungry is the C, 1 of 63.
1 of 63. Now I don't know why it does this. To me, it just seems a bit nonsensical, but maybe someone else knows that it is logical. It says 1 of 63, so it seems to divide your book up into lots and lots of sections. How long those sections are, I'm not entirely sure.
0.
So
0%.
It says 0 and 0%.
0, 0, 6.
0, 0, 6.
Book navigation button.
Book navigation. So let's go into that.
Selected headings button. 1 of 3. Henry is the bookmarks button. Pages button. 2
so
of 3. Selected head book navigation heading. back button.
You can set
book navigation heading.
Your book navigation. So I assume when you skip
selected headings button 1 of 3.
You can skip by headings,
pages,
bookmarks.
Summary is the C, level 1, 6s.
So we're on level 1, it says.
Introduction, level 1, 56s.
Introduction, level 1, 56s, it says. So I assume that's 56 seconds.
Warning, level 1, 3s. Heading 0, 1, level 1, 19 meters, 18s.
Oh, so it's telling us all the different, the amounts of time that each thing takes.
Heading 0, 2, level 1, 18 meters, 5s. Heading 0,
but
3,
to be honest,
19 meters, 34s.
It would make a lot more sense if it was in chapters. So
back button.
I've got to go back,
back
off
button.
That.
Image. Summary is the 0, 0, 0, book net previous 15
there
seconds.
There are things
button.
On here that just do not make sense to me. So I'm going to kind of gloss over those. I'll show you what they are, but I'm not going to give you fast explanations because I just don't know. Then you've got skip back 15 seconds.
Play.
Then you've got play.
Next, 15 seconds, button.
And then you've got next 15 seconds. So you skip forward, in other words.
Navigation settings, button.
You've got navigation settings. So we'll go
navigation settings.
That's
button.
The last one on the page. So we'll go into that.
15 seconds selected.
So you can navigate by
navigation settings. Heading. 15 seconds selected. 2 minutes.
So you can skip back and forward 2 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Book default. Heading one only. Heading one only.
Now I don't know
book default.
What book default would be, or heading one only.
15 seconds selected.
But I've got mine on 15 seconds. I would
navigation set, back button.
Possibly change that to 2 minutes if I use this regularly.
Play.
So, let's hit play.
This is an RNIB talking book. Hungry
so,
as the sea,
obviously that's on 1.5.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title speed. Has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund. 3415. Hungry as the sea. Nick Berg sets out to salvage a cruise ship stranded with 600 people in the frozen wastes of the Antarctic.
By kind permission of the publisher, Heinemann. This book is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without...
No, I probably should have slowed that down.
Previous,
hang on, let me do that for you.
Button, 0, 26, 54%, 0, 30.
So you can hear the quality of the...
Book options, button. Audio settings, button. Book options, button. Audio settings, button.
Audio settings...
Audio settings. Audio settings. Button.
Oops. And now it's...
Play
not.
On...
Oop.
Play on navigation. Play sound on bookmark. Play sound on bookmark. 150%. 1, 5. 150, 100, 100%.
There we go.
Audio speed. Audio settings. Heading. Back button.
Back button.
Back button. Easy reader. Play.
So, play. Here we go.
To be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying.
See, to me, that sounds really slow because I'm used to reading quite quick.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the Creef Rotary
so
Club,
we'll just...
Scotland.
Next, 15 seconds. Button.
I'll skip
next,
forward a couple
15 seconds. Next, 15 seconds.
Nicholas felt a stir of the old pride, the old sense of value achieved as he looked at her. She looked like a warship, sleek and deadly.
There you
the
go.
High, flared
so
bows
that's...
and good lines that combined to make her safe in
pause.
Any seaway.
Okay, so I'm going to show you now
previous,
where
take,
that would
zero,
appear.
Take, side menu, button.
So if we go...
Search, button, bookmarks, button. Search, side menu, button.
Side menu.
RNIB Reading Services. NCBI Overdrive. Vision, RF, Crop, Book, Men, Hungry as the Sea, My Books, Button.
So if you go right to the top, so you go into Side Menu.
Hungry as the Sea, Button.
So you've got Hungry as the Sea, you've got your books that appear there.
My Books, Button.
Then My Books. So we'll tap on that.
Empty List. Search Field. Sort, Button. Collection View. My Book.
Side
Menu.
Top, Side Menu.
My Books, Heading.
My books.
Collection view. Button.
Collection view. So I assume that might be if I put books into collections. You know, if I kept some on the device and perhaps I had some Wilbur Smith, some, I don't know, some Linda LaPlante, whatever.
Sort. Button. Search field. Hungry as the Sea. Wilbur Smith. Daisy Audio.
And there you go. It appears there. So all your books would appear there. So they appear in a couple of different places.
Button.
And you've got your book information again.
Book information. Hungry as the
so
Sea. Wilbur Smith.
So if I double tap on it.
Play.
So it seems to, when you tap on it, it takes you straight to the play button. So that's quite slick. That's quite nice. So I'm going to show you now how to get rid of a book.
Side menu, button.
So you go back up to the top and you've got your side menu.
Side menu, button. Search, button.
Search,
bookmarks, button.
Bookmarks.
Text settings, button. Audio settings, button. Book options, button. Heading 01, 463. Book option, audio, text, book, side menu, button.
Go to side menu.
RNIB reading services.
And go to the top.
2303. Hungry as the sea.
Button. You can see how late I'm doing this recording, can't you?
Hungry as the sea.
So you've got hungry as the sea.
My books. Button.
So go into my books.
Hungry as the sea. Wilbur Smith. Daisy Audio.
So you've got.
Search field. Hungry
you've got
the
your
sea.
Book
Wilbur
there.
Smith. Daisy Audio.
So you're going to swipe down with one finger.
Delete.
And you've got delete.
Activate. Default.
If you swipe down again, you've got activate.
Delete.
So they're the only two options. So we're going to double tap on delete.
Alert. Remove book.
And it does ask you, so you can't, you know, you're not going to do that by accident.
Remove book. Do you want to remove the book from the device? Yes. Button. Cancel. Button. Cancel.
So you can
button.
Cancel it if you've made a mistake.
Yes. Button.
And we're going to tap yes.
Side menu. Button.
And that's that. So that's disappeared.
Collection view. Sort. Search field. No books in your library.
No books in my library. So that's Easy Reader. Like I say, I'm not a professional with it. There are things on it that I don't understand properly. But if we just go back into side menu.
Side 2304. Side menu. Button.
So.
2304. Project Gutenberg. Manage libraries.
There
my
are
books,
a
my
lot
my books,
of things.
Button.
So you've got My Books.
Manage libraries.
Then you can.
Bookshare.
Bookshare.
Project Gutenberg. RNIB Bookshare. Vision Australia. NCBI Overdrive. RNIB Reading Services. Bookshare Ireland. Calibre Audio.
So Calibre Audio are on here as well, apparently.
My newspapers. Button.
Newspapers.
My clipboard texts. Button. About and help. Button. My Dolphin account. Button. Side menu. Button. My books. Heading. Collection view.
And
button.
Then it
sort. Button. Search field. No books in your library.
There you go. It goes right down to no books in your library. So there's a possibility that I could have deleted it on that page.
No books in your library.
Right at the bottom. So that is another option. But yeah, there's a few things on there. But like I say, it's not. It's. I mean, for a free app, you know, it's okay. But there are bits of it that could be improved. I believe there were a few glitches, and I was experiencing one that if you set a sleep timer for say 30 minutes, and when it had you'd finished listening to that 30 minutes, it would go back to the beginning of that 30 minute period, which wasn't great because then you're faffing about trying to find where you were. I believe they've sorted that. I haven't tried it myself, but I have been told by friends that that has been sorted. So yeah, like I say, if anyone's got any questions or if anyone's got anything to add, any hints and tips or advice, then please do put it in the comments or get in touch and we can post it for you. So yeah, I hope that's been helpful.